In and ready to go. I think that game needed to happen.
This is the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along me is my co-host, Connor Weflin. Connor, how's your night been so far?
It's been pretty good. Been looking forward to this game and ready for a great matchup.
Yeah, the band is popping here at Pelton Knights as the Pelton Knights Arabians take on the Greenfield Central Lady Cougars in a Hoosier Heritage Conference matchup. Pelton Knights Lady Arabians so far on the year 3-1, coming off a loss on Tuesday against Lawrence Central. And the Lady Cougars are standing at 2-3, coming off a win on Tuesday against Richmond. So one team coming off a loss, one team coming off a win. Greenfield Central is looking to ride the success into tonight's game, and the Lady Arabians are looking to turn tides as they look to get back into the win column so far this year. And Pelton Knights, they've been looking really good so far. They've been outscoring opponents by a lot. Warren Central, they had a huge test against them. They would go on to lose that game 57-47. The Lady Cougars are still having a good year. Whenever they've won, they've been scoring a lot. They've still been scoring a lot. It's just they've been getting scored more. They won 60-44 against Richmond. Connor, tell me about that game, how Greenfield did.
So one of their leading scorers, Izzy Silcock, she was one of their leading scorers, 13.4 rebounds, 2 steals. She's going to be one of the players that Pelton Heights is obviously going to have to watch out for. And, of course, you had Abby Mallett. She had 11.3 rebounds, 2 steals. So those were two key players for Greenfield for that game.
Yeah, Izzy Silcox is a player to mention. She's averaging 15.5 points a game, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. She's shooting 37% from the field, only 10% from 3. But the shots she's putting up, some of them are going in. She's getting a lot of shots up. She's the main scorer on this team. Last year, Pelton Knights Greenfield Central matched up. Greenfield Central won that game 60-59 on a very late score by Greenfield Central, and Ada Huffer misses a game-winning shot. Some stats from that game. Casey Werfel, who graduated last year from Pelton Heights, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 6 steals. Ada Huffer, 11 points, 9 rebounds, and a block. And for Greenfield Central, Madison Santini, the senior last year, 31 points, 10 rebounds. Izzy Silcox, a player that we just mentioned, 16.6 rebounds, 3 assists. She also shot very well from 3. I'm pretty sure she went 4-for-5 that game from 3. She's a really good 3-point shooter. Obviously, the percentage doesn't match, but most of the time it'll go in. If you leave her open, you will have to pay for that. Going over to Pelton Knights now, their loss against Lawrence Central dropped them a little bit in the rankings. They're 10th in 4A, according to the Indiana Coaches of Girls Sports Association. And then the Sagarin's rankings are 7th in 4A and 9th in the state. Greenfield Central lands 37th in 4A and 60th in the state. So not as well of a matchup as Lawrence Central, but it's still going to be a great game. Connor, how did Pelton Heights' last matchup go?
Pelton Heights against Lawrence Central last matchup, it was, you know, only lost by 10. I definitely think a lot of people were not expecting that, small of a margin, and honestly they just had to pick it up more. You know, you look at the first quarter, Pelton Knights only scored 2 points. You know, you get off to just really an all right start. You don't have to do nothing fancy, just have a controlled offense, controlled defense. Pelton Knights could have, you know, pulled out a win here, but Lawrence Central got an early lead, held it. Pelton Knights made runs late, but you know, just 2 points in the first quarter, that's a hard deficit to come back from. So they did look sharp. Obviously, you had Olivia Jones, 4 points, 1 rebound. You had the freshman Ellie Warfel with 6 points, 1 assist, 2 steals. She was one of the standout players that we talked about last time. And then, of course, you had Ada Huffer with 10 points and 10 rebounds, a double-double on the day. So they definitely have a chip on their shoulder, and they're coming in fired up.
Yeah, and on that note, we will take a short break. But coming right for you guys is a interview. Max Heinemann, got the chance to sit down with him and talk to him for a little bit about tonight's game. So you guys will have that coming up. You guys are listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Watch out, the stampede is coming through. Spice up your afternoons with the Arabian Stampede every Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Whether you're on your way home from work or school, or just want to enjoy the tunes, Stampede is the show for you. 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday through Friday. Tune in.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Bye-bye, good one.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. I'm Max Heinemann. I'm joined here with Coach Rogers. Thank you for joining me, first of all.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. You guys are a few days removed from the Lawrence Central game. Have you guys processed and how have you guys moved forward as a team?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was pretty pleased. I can't remember what the exact layouts of, you know, the last three quarters, but to have that big of a stinker in the first, to come back and kind of respond. I mean, I was pretty happy with our effort. Had a lot of good looks in the first. They just didn't go down. I think a lot of that was probably a little bit of nerves. But again, you know, that's why we talk pregame. You know, that's why we put ourselves in positions like that. There was a lot of good. Our matchup zone really messed with them for about a quarter and a half. And I think we learned a lot about some of our kids that kind of had question marks. You know, Sammy Brunk, homeschool kid, first time being in a truly hostile environment against a top 4A team, responded. Grace Lee, Ellie Warfel, you know, again, a freshman and a kid that's played 2A basketball for 2 years, came off the bench, responded, kind of got us going in the second quarter. Sophia Bruce, same boat. She hit a three late, had a couple steals, made some plays. So I think we definitely learned some things. And I think we were overall happy with the result. And I think the mentality is our girls hope that we get another opportunity at some point, through the postseason. So, we definitely we're a competitive group. We always want to win, but I don't always like the moral victory. But I definitely felt like there were a lot of positives came from that game.
Yeah, the slow offensive start kind of brings me into my next question. Lawrence Central held you guys to 2 points in the first quarter. How does the, you know, coaching side of it come in after the first quarter, and what kind of adjustments did you guys make?
Yeah, you know, what a funny story from that is, obviously we're pretty detailed with our sets and, you know, things like that. Our girls walk through them almost every day, every shoot around before a game, things like that. And at one point, one of our players came over to me. One of the sets that we run all the time came over and was like, "Hey, after entry here, where do I go?" And the simple answer was a double, you know, she goes and doubles away. And I was so baffled and flustered by the question because I was like, why would you ask me that? And I couldn't even remember at the moment, just because, you know, we're, you know, so like the fog of war, you know, will happen with players and it happens with coaches as well too. So I'm glad that we were in that situation. But yeah, we had to recenter them. We were struggling to get into stuff just because of length and pressure. And that was when we switched and, you know, kind of threw them a wrench by going to our matchup zone. And, you know, that caused a lot of confusion for them, which I think helped us settle. So again, it's one of those, it's a song and dance type thing. You got to find what, you know, kind of helps center you. But again, that's why we want to be in those positions now. Game four, instead of the first time you're in one, is, you know, in the postseason. So, I was glad we found something that kind of got us going a little bit. And, we'll remember that and take that moving forward.
Yeah, as much as, you know, like somebody forgot to play mid-game, you have to respect that they respect you enough and trust you enough to ask you,
oh, for
hey,
sure.
What's the, like, you have that connection.
Absolutely. We, that is one of the big things that you know, I want our players, our girls to understand that we want them to compete at a high level, and we are constantly asking them to ask questions. You know, we've put some new stuff in. If there's something that they don't understand, or if they're seeing something on film, like, we want them to comment. We want them to ask questions. You know, I always say, you know, like, hey, the only silly, you know, question is one that's not asked. So I think our girls respect us enough to know that that opportunity's there. And you know, we take a lot of pride in that for sure.
Yeah. You guys lost to Greenfield by a point in the regular season to, you know, in your chances as at a perfect season.
Yeah.
Do you guys, I'm sure you guys have this game circled on your calendar, and, you know, what would it mean to the ladies who played last year, played against that team, who knows what this game is all about against the first year player?
Yeah, I think those first year players, they know, because it's been something discussed. I mean, this has been one that's been circled for 365 days. You know, we feel like we hold ourselves to a certain standard, and there's some respect that comes with that. And we feel like, you know, that respect might have been broken a little bit last year on a 1-point victory that, if you go back and watch the tape, you know, was a 50-50 call on Hupfer's putback if she should have gone to the line or not to shoot one. But I digress. And so, yes, I think it's been known to all of our players that this is a big one that means a lot to us. We're going to keep our girls centered, but the energy is going to be there for sure.
Thank you, Coach, for joining me. That's all the questions I have for you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry for all the...
All good, you know, all good.
Thank you for joining us. We're going to get you guys back to some Lady Arabian basketball on 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for tuning in to 91.7 WEEM, Pendleton Heights student-run radio station. We greatly appreciate the support of our listeners, which enables WEEM to provide quality programming for East Central Indiana. If you've ever donated to WEEM, we sincerely thank you. If you haven't yet contributed, please consider donating to WEEM at Pendleton Heights High School, located at 1 Arabian Drive, Pendleton, Indiana, 46064. More information available at 917WEEM.org.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. I'm your host, Liam Davis, joined along with my co-host, Connor Weflin. This is going to be kind of a shorter segment right here. We're going to go ahead and get really quickly into the keys to the game. Connor, what does Pendleton Heights have to do differently from Tuesday at Lawrence Central to now against Greenfield Central?
They're going to have to get off to a harder start. You know, they're going to have to make those first few shots to fall. Really what happened last week is they were forcing the passes in the tight spaces. They were taking a little bit contested shots that I think they usually do take, but against a talented team like Lawrence Central, obviously, they're going to have that pretty well defended. So I think the first quarter, take nice controlled possessions and just get the ball in the basket.
Yeah, obviously, control the ball. They had quite a lot of turnovers against Lawrence Central, but they also forced a lot of turnovers. I think the more and more they get steals, more fast break points, I think the better off they'll be to win this game. But on that note, we'll take one more short break, and whenever you guys come back, you guys will have Lady Arabian basketball against the Lady Cougars right here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-4000.
2044, online at sbheatingcooling.com.
High school sports are different, especially in Indiana, and these Hoosier student athletes couldn't agree more.
We all know the saying, in 49 states, it's just basketball, but this is Indiana.
Well, the same is true for all high school sports in Indiana, like volleyball,
and soccer,
and softball,
and track, and so many more.
We're passionate about high school sports in Indiana.
They're an undeniable part of our state's culture.
They're woven into the DNA of our communities.
It's what we dedicate our time to.
It's what brings us all together.
It's what we celebrate.
And as a high school student athlete, that's a pretty special environment to grow in.
Representing your school and having your entire community behind you.
Being a high school student athlete in Indiana is something we never take for granted.
And it's an experience we'll never forget either.
I'm IHSA Commissioner Paul Nuttig. Support Hoosier student athletes like these by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is who we are. This is Indiana. This is your IHSAA.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Stolen by Olivia Jones. Jones on the nice layup.
Deep three, and it's good.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. Now stay tuned for play-by-play action of your Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians. This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along with me is my co-host, Connor Weflin. And we are getting into the starting lineups here for both teams. Starting for Greenfield Central, it's going to be the junior guard, Izzy Silcox, the freshman guard, Lexi Kirkhoff, the sophomore forward, Mackenzie Lindsenby, the junior guard, Ainsley Robinson, and the sophomore guard, Brooklyn Study. So a pretty good starting five here for Greenfield Central. And starting five for Pelton tonight, it's going to be the normal senior guard, Mamie Trout, senior guard Olivia Jones, the junior guard Aubrey Warfel, another junior guard Sammy Brunk, and the junior center Ada Hupfer. Ada Hupfer, obviously the 10-point, 10-rebound double-double. She's averaging around 16 points a game, right around 11 rebounds, and around 2 assists a game this year. Connor, what have you seen out of her differently from last year to this year?
This year, you know, she's definitely been a lot more active in the paint, obviously. You know, last year she was, of course, one of their top players, but this year she's definitely stepped up her game, especially against, when you look at Lawrence Central, she had 10 points, 10 rebounds that game after last year where she had about maybe 2 or 4 points. So she's definitely stepping it up. Excited to see how she steps up this year against Greenfield. Last year at Greenfield in that close loss, she had 11 points and 9 rebounds. Pretty good numbers. She's probably looking to do way more than that, though, tonight.
Yeah, going back to that Lawrence Central game, Ada Hupfer obviously dropped a double-double. But last year against Lawrence Central, Ada Hupfer only had 4 points in that game. So, obviously, she stepped up her game a lot from last year to this year. She's obviously been the key player so far for Pendleton Heights. Obviously, she has multiple Division I offers. I'm pretty sure 23 to be exact. She has very good top schools. She has Wake Forest there. She has plenty of Indiana, plenty out of state. Another player to look out for Pendleton Heights is Olivia Jones, the senior forward. She had quite a down game, though, against Lawrence Central. Obviously, Lawrence Central knew how to play against her. But right now, she's averaging around 12 points, 3 rebounds, and right around 2.5 assists a game. Last year, she was the main score. She was one of the main scorers behind Casey Warfel and Ada Hupfer. And this year, she's kind of stepped into more of that role. But now we will get into the tip-off here. It's going to be Ada Hupfer versus Mackenzie Lindsenby. And Ada Hupfer wins that tip. Sammy Brunk has it, kicks it to Jones. Jones into Warfel. She puts up a layup. That won't fall. Sammy Brunk grabs it, kicks it to Ada Hupfer on the right block, and her layup falls. Quick start here for the Arabians. Gets the first points on the board. Brooklyn Studdy has it for the Lady Cougars. Or sorry, that's Ainsley Robinson. Now Brooklyn Studdy has it. Kicks it over to Lisenby. Lisenby pulls up from the three. Front rim bouncing and it drops. Lady Cougars take a quick lead, 3-2. Jones has it on the left wing for the Arabians. Kicks it to Trout in the corner. Now Huffer has it on the elbow. Kicks it to Brunk at the top of the key. She drives in. Kicks to her right to Jones. Jones has an open layup, and she connects. 4-3 now with 7 minutes, 10 seconds left. Lady Arabians lead. Ainsley Robinson has it for Greenfield. She kicks it over to Studdy. Studdy tries to get it in to Lisenby. Gets poked right back to Studdy, though. Robinson now has it. Finds Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff looking around. Dribbling to her left. Finds Lisenby at the top. She kicks it to Studdy. Studdy getting guarded closely by Brunk. Still dribbling around trying to find. Ball stolen by Brunk. She recovers though. Battle for the ball. Refs call jump ball. That's going to say Greenfield Central ball. Izzy Silcox to inbound for Greenfield Central.
Pendleton Heights defense staying close right there. Olivia Jones had the poke out, almost the takeaway.
Pendleton Heights with the lead so far as Lisenby has it on the right wing. She tries to drive in, can't find anything. Kicks over to Robinson. Studdy has it in the corner, dribbles it off her knee, and that ball goes out of bounds. Quick turnover there from Greenfield Central. As Pendleton Heights band is active. Greenfield Central goes with a little press. Jones has it in the corner, though. Pendleton Heights breaks it easily. She kicks it to Warfel on the wing. Her three falls. Aubrey Warfel for three to make the lead 7-3 now with 6 minutes, 15 seconds left here for the Lady Arabians. Robinson kicks over to Silcox on the wing. Silcox over to Studdy. Studdy back to Robinson. Robinson dribbling over to Silcox. Silcox. Silcox has it. Kicks it to Robinson. Robinson over to Studdy. Studdy over to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff has it in the left corner. Cougars moving around pretty well here. Robinson has it. Kicks it to Silcox in the corner. Silcox steps back. Thinks about pulling up. She doesn't. Tries to pass it to Lisenby. Her pass gets stolen by Olivia Jones. Olivia Jones drives in. Wide open layup and it falls. Lady Arabians lead 9-3. 5 minutes 42 seconds left. Greenfield Central will call a quick timeout. Your score, 9-3, Lady Arabians lead. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now back to Lady Arabian basketball on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along with me, my co-host, Connor Wefflin, as Robinson has it for Greenfield Central. She kicks it straight into Lisenby on the free throw line. She kicks it right back to Robinson. Robinson now has it in the corner. Kicks over to Silcox at the top. Silcox driving to her right. Tries to break through. But unfortunately does not get it. It's going to be a kickball violation on Mamie Trout. So Greenfield Central will retain possession. Silcox to inbound it for the Cougars. Silcox looking around. Finds Kirkhoff in the corner. Sammy Brunk misses the ball, and it will be a reach. So that's going to be Sammy Brunk's first foul, team's first. Obviously, Pendleton Heights had some foul trouble against Lawrence Central on Tuesday. Silcox inbounding it for Greenfield Central. Can't find anybody. 5-second violation there. Great defense by the Lady Arabians. Did not let anybody open.
Of course, foul trouble could be an issue for them, but usually when they do play clean defense, it goes pretty well, especially when they're with one of their top defenders, Olivia Jones.
Aubrey Wolfel has it in the corner, and she bangs the triple. The Greenfield Central Lady Cougars run a press, and it doesn't really work. Sammy Brunk kicks it up to Ada Huffer, and Ada Huffer kicks it to Wolfel. But now Silcox has it in the paint for Greenfield Central. On the pass from Robinson, and she drives in. It gets tipped out of bounds. Greenfield Central will retain possession. 12-3 is your score. Lady Arabians lead with 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Robinson at the top, dribbling around, finds Lisenby. Lisenby tries to get over to Silcox. That pass gets stolen by Jones. Jones drives in. She misses her layup, though. Rebound, Ada Huffer. Ada Huffer will make her layup, and Coach Rogers will call a very quick timeout. We will take one with them. Your score, 14-3, Lady Arabians lead with 4 minutes and 49 seconds left here in the first quarter. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to Lady Arabian basketball on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along with me, my co-host, Connor Weflin. Pelton tonight's running a press here. Greenfield Central tries to inbound it. They do. Kirkhoff has it, kicks it over to Silcox. Silcox gets it to Lisenby over half court. Lisenby driving in on Ada Huffer, trying to find an open lane. She does. It's blocked by Ada Huffer, though. Ada Huffer kicks it up court to Mamie Trout. Mamie Trout has a layup. Fortunately, it does not connect, though. Silcox with the rebound. Silcox driving it up the court. Has Jones. Jones tips the ball straight over to Study in the corner. Study puts up a three. Won't fall. Robinson gets the offensive rebound, though. And she dribbles it off Olivia Jones's foot. Greenfield Central will have the ball here. 14-3, still your score. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left now here in the first quarter. Lisenby has it in the corner. Kicks over to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff, open three. Almost banks in, does not. It's going to be a loose ball foul on Greenfield Central. Looks like they're going to call on Ainsley Robinson. It's going to be her first, team's first. Sammy Brunk now has it. Greenfield Central no longer running a press. Looks like they're in a 2-3 zone, though. Pillen Sides, a very good shooting team. Brunk has it on the left wing. Kicks over to Warfall on the right wing. Jones now in the corner on a pass from Warfall. Her three. Bang! Olivia Jones for three. Olivia Jones now up to 7 points. Robinson has it for Greenfield Central. Kicks over to Study. Study now to Silcox. Silcox gets double teamed. Lisenby now in the paint. Pass gets tipped by Brunk. Stolen by Warfel. Brunk now has it for the Arabians, trying to find someone up court. Finds Jones in the corner. She puts up another three. Just long, won't fall. Rebound Silcox. Unfortunately, she steps out of bounds, though. It's going to be Pelton Knights basketball. Grace Lee and Ellie Warfel check in for the Lady Arabians for Mamie Trout and Aubrey Warfel.
This is exactly the start you want to get off to if you're Pelton Knights. We mentioned the slow start they had against Lawrence Central. That was one of the big negatives last game. So far, they already have 17 points in the first quarter. This is the hot start they were looking to get today.
Ada Huffer has in the paint after the inbound from Grace Lee, and she gets fouled on her shot. So Ada Huffer got to the line to shoot two. 17-3, 3 minutes, 30 seconds left. Lady Arabians lead is your score. Ada Huffer, 75% free throw shooter on the year. Her first shot up and good, giving her 5 points. Only three scores so far for Pendleton Heights. Ada Huffer, Aubrey Warfel, and Olivia Jones. As Huffer's second is good, Pendleton Heights will still run the press. Kirkhoff has it up the court for Greenfield Central. She tries to kick it over to Robinson. Pass gets tipped by Jones. Can he say Greenfield Central basketball? As Abby Mallett will check in for the Lady Cougars. Silcox has it to inbound for Greenfield Central. Finds Robinson in the backcourt. Robinson taking it up slowly, trying to step up a play here. Finds Silcox to her left. Silcox drives in on Jones. She tries to put up a layup. Won't connect on that one. Straight out of bounds. Never mind, it's going to be a foul on Olivia Jones.
Pendleton Heights defense obviously has been keeping up the pressure. That is a foul, but however, with the pressure they've been putting up, only having two fouls, Penal Knights defense has been doing a good job so far.
Yeah, very good job. Only allowing 3 points as Silcox's first shot is up and no good. Sophia Bruce will check in for Sammy Brunk. Sophia Bruce, last game, 3 points, two rebounds, an assist, and a steal off the bench. As Silcox gets ready to shoot her second with the band screaming. Her second misses, rebound Ada Huffer. Score is still 19-3 with 3 minutes left, Lady Arabian's lead. Ellie Wolfel in the corner, kicks it inside to Huffer. Huffer kicks over to Lee in the left corner. Her three is up. No good, rebound Robinson. Robinson taking up the court herself, guarded closely by Bruce. Switches on to Ellie Wolfel, as Silcox now has it for Jones. Mallett will pull up a shot, and it won't fall from the elbow. Rebound Huffer. Huffer kicks it up to Bruce on the rebound. Wolfel now has it in the corner for the Arabians. Ellie Wolfel trying to find someone, finds Grace Lee in the deep corner. Grace Lee finds Huffer inside on the block. She kicks it right back out to Grace Lee on the wing. Grace Lee drives in, finds a wide open Olivia Jones in the paint, and it falls. 21-3 now, Lady Arabians lead.
What a play by Grace Lee. Able to find Olivia Jones right under the basket as she was about to go out of bounds. That's a great play.
Silcox drives in. She does a spin move. She tries to get it around Jones, but that will be a quick foul on Olivia Jones. That'll be her second, team's third of the quarter. Olivia Jones up to 9 points so far, but with two fouls. Coach Rogers looks like she's going to check in. Some more Lady Arabians. Looks like Olivia Jones is going to be one of those players coming out. As Silcox goes to the line, she misses again from the free throw line.
Penal tonight, student section getting loud right now. Seems to be working.
Aubrey Bush and Addie Heacox will check into the game for Greenfield Central. Mamie Trout will check into the game for the Lady Arabians. The band and student section are loud tonight as Silcox's free throw misses again. Ellie Wolfel tips it to Huffer. Huffer up the court to Bruce. Bruce kicks it to Huffer on the left wing. She drives in. She puts up her layup. Her layup won't fall. Rebound Mallett. Mallett finds Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff handling the ball for Greenfield Central. She finds Bush in the right corner. She puts up a three. That won't connect. Rebound Huffer. Huffer kicks it to Bruce. Bruce will take it slowly for the Arabians. Huffer on the left wing. Kicks it to Bruce on the right wing. Finds Wolfel on the right corner. Wolfel driving in. Finds Mamie Trout at the top of the key. She puts up a three. Just long. Won't fall. Rebound Kirkhoff for Greenfield Central. Guarded closely by Bruce. She gets it across half court now. She gets double teamed. She kicks it over to Heacox. Heacox puts up a three. That gets blocked by Ellie Wolfel. It will be a foul, though, unfortunately.
Ellie Wolfel lost her for a second. Looks like Silcox pulled up for the three, thinking she lost Wolfel. Wolfel came from behind. Unfortunately, did grab the foul.
Yeah, Ellie Wolfel went for that steal. Fortunately, she did not get it. Now that sends Heacox to the line. Her first shot is up and good. Addie Heacox yet to shoot any free throws yet so far this year. So she's 100% now on the year. That was Greenfield Central's first point since around the 7 minute mark. Her second free throw is up and good. 21-5 now is your score. Lady Arabians lead. Looks like it's going to be a lane infraction also, but that will keep it for one more free throw. Her third free throw misses, rebound Mamie Trout. Trout kicks it into Huffer in the paint. Huffer right back to Trout. Trout kicks it into Ellie Wolfel inside. Ellie Wolfel trying to find an Arabian, finds Bruce. Bruce finds Trout. Trout finds Huffer inside. Huffer finds Lee in the corner. Grace Lee puts up a three. Won't fall. Offensive rebound Ellie Wolfel. Ellie Wolfel puts up a layup of her own. She does not connect, but she does get a foul call. Foul is going to be called on Aubrey Bush. That's going to be her first. Team's second. Or team's third, sorry.
Ellie Wolfel at the line. Shooting two.
Ellie Wolfel to shoot two now. She is a 10% free throw shooter. Her first three free throw makes. As her sister, Aubrey Wolfel, will check into the game for Ada Huffer. Ellie Wolfel with her first points. 6 points in the game against Lawrence Central on Tuesday. Her second free throw is up just long off the back iron. Aubrey Bush with the rebound for Greenfield Central. Kirkhoff now has it, guarded closely by Bruce in the backcourt. Still guarded closely by Bruce. She drives to her right, tries to find an open lane. She does not. It goes straight off the side of the backboard. Rebound, Ellie Werfel. Ellie Werfel driving in, taking it back out, finds Bruce at the top of the key. Bruce finds Aubrey Werfel. Aubrey Werfel skip passes it to Lee. Now Trout. Trout kicks it to Bruce in the right corner. Bruce finds Ellie Werfel. Ellie Werfel puts up a three. Bang! Ellie Werfel. Ellie Werfel with the three, giving her 4 points. 25-5. Your score now with 20 seconds left and counting. Bush has the ball for Greenfield Central. She gets fouled on a driving pass. Looks like that foul's going to be called on Mamie Trout. That'll be her first, team's fifth. That will send Mallet to the, or sorry, Bush to the free throw line.
Last game, Ellie Werfel obviously subbed in, got off to a hot start, just like she's now hit a three last game immediately. Looks like she's getting off to a similar start today.
Bush's first free throw up and no good off the front of the rim. Greenfield Central having a tough time here with the free throws. 18.2 seconds left, 25-5 your score. Lady Arabians lead as Bush's second free throw is also no good. Rebound Aubrey Werfel. Aubrey Werfel has it for the Lady Arabians. She passes it to Trout to her left. Grace Lee wide open in the paint. She does get guarded though last second, and she puts a layup. It will miss. That will be a rebound by Aubrey Mallett. Silcox now has it on the right wing for Greenfield Central. And at the end of the first quarter, Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians 25, Greenfield Central Lady Cougars 5. We'll take a quick break. When you guys come back, you guys will have second quarter action right here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Now back to Lady Arabian Basketball on 91.7
WEEM. We welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along with me is my co-host, Connor Weflin. We have second quarter action for you here at Joe Buck Court, home of the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians. Your score, 25-5. Pendleton Heights leads. So far, Olivia Jones getting it done with 9 points. Aubrey Werfel with 6. Ada Huffer also with 6. Ellie Werfel with 4 points. Great start here by the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians. Coming off a 2-point first quarter against Lawrence Central, it's now 25 here in the first quarter. Greenfield Central, Mackenzie Lisenby has 3. Addie Heacox has 2. They have 5 points. Pendleton Heights' defense has been really good so far this game. Pendleton Heights will have the ball to start off the second quarter. Brunk has it. Finds Ellie Werfel in the paint. Ellie Werfel tries to kick it back out to Brunk. Pass gets tipped by Kirkhoff, but Brunk will recover it. Trout now on the left wing, kicks it to Huffer. Huffer dribbling around, finds Aubrey Werfel on the right wing. She takes a really deep three. Bang! Aubrey Werfel! 4-3, 28-5 now with 7 minutes, 30 seconds left here. Aubrey Werfel tagging on another three. Kirkhoff now has it for Greenfield Central. She drives in to her right. She puts up a shot. It will not connect. Rebound Brunk as Brunk tries to take it up the court. Gets tipped by Kirkhoff in her back, and it will go out of bounds. It will stay Pendleton Heights basketball.
Aubrey Werfel with a hot start from behind the arc so far tonight.
Brunk has it at the top of the key. Finds Ellie Werfel on the free throw line. Right back to Brunk. She puts up a three. That won't fall. It's going to go out of bounds. Does not quite catch the rim. Greenfield Central now has it. Kirkhoff with it, taking it up the court for Greenfield Central. Sitting there, waiting for Greenfield Central's play to develop. Finds Silcox. They run into each other, though. A little bit of a miscommunication there by Greenfield Central.
Yeah, just going for the handoff. Just, you know, got a little too close. Just both of them fell down.
And it's going to be a reach and foul on Ellie Werfel. That'll be her second. Team's first of the quarter. Six of the half. Silcox to inbound it for Greenfield Central. She finds Hecox. Hecox over to Kirkhoff. Guarded closely by Aubrey Werfel. She drives to her right. Does not have anything. Dribbles it back out. Still guarded closely by Aubrey Werfel. She drives to her left now. Finds Silcox in the corner. Silcox puts up a three. Back rim won't fall. Offensive rebound, Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff dribbling slowly. Doesn't have anything going on offense. She's dribbling still at the top of the key. Drives to her right. Tries to get around Aubrey Werfel. She does. She puts up a layup. Foul and one. Lexi Kirkhoff with her first points of the game. She's a freshman guard. She's averaging 10.5 points. It's going to be Aubrey Werfel's first foul. It's going to be the team's second, seventh of the half. Kirkhoff will put up her first free throw. Won't fall. Rebound Ada Hufford. That's been the story here for Greenfield Central. Just no free throws connecting. Sammy Brunk has it for the Arabians. Kicks it to her left to Werfel. Aubrey Werfel, I should say. Aubrey Werfel kicks it to her sister, Ellie Werfel. Werfel into Ada Huffer. It's going to be a trial on Ada Huffer trying to do a little spin move around Izzy Silcox. As Olivia Jones will check into the game for Ellie Werfel. Your score 28-7 here with 6 minutes, 7 seconds left here in the second quarter as Kirkhoff has it for Greenfield Central. Kirkhoff kicks it to Silcox to her left. Silcox starts to put up a three, gets guarded closely by Huffer. She'll kick it into Mallett. Mallett will travel, though, on a pump fake. And Pelton Knights will take the ball now. 5 minutes and 54 seconds left here in the second quarter. 28-7, still your score, Lady Ravens lead. Brunk has it on the PH. Kicks it to Jones. Jones right back to Brunk. Brunk kicks it to Werfel on the right wing. She kicks it to Jones in the right corner. Jones kicks it into Huffer inside. Huffer puts up a tough layup and it falls. Over three defenders, say to Huffer. With 7 points now, Kirkhoff has it for Greenfield Central. 30-7 now with 5 minutes and a half. Hecox's pass is stolen by Jones. It'll go out of bounds though. Straight to the baseline. That pass went straight off Olivia Jones' wrist and flew quite possibly the full court.
That's been the story for Olivia Jones. She's been able to get those poke-outs already like about 3 or 4 times. She can keep doing that. Eventually, she's going to keep on converting the more points.
Kirkhoff gets a screen by Mallett. Does not go planned. Silcox now has it. Silcox puts up a three over Jones. Her three does not fall. Rebound on Aubrey Werfel. Aubrey Werfel kicks it up the court to Jones. Oh! Great job there from Silcox to put a hand up to try to get the eyes off the ball for Olivia Jones, and it goes off her hands out of bounds.
Beautiful pass there. Looked like it was right there, but like you said, obviously, Greenfield, great job of getting a hand in there, able to block Olivia Jones' view of the ball.
Ainsley Robinson checks into the game for Greenfield Central. She would take the ball to court. She finds Kirkhoff on the right wing. She kicks it right back to Robinson. Robinson over to Hecox. Hecox drives into her right, guarded closely by Brunk. Pass, ball gets tipped, goes straight into the hands of Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff over to Mallett. Mallett over to Robinson on the left wing. Bush has it, kicks it to Robinson. Robinson over to Kirkhoff. Bush with a cut and kind of a bad pass. Also kind of off the fingertips from Kirkhoff to Robinson. It will go out of bounds. Pelton Science has it. 30-7 your score, 4.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Brunk has it, kicks it to Jones. Jones gets a screen from Amy Trout, drives to her right, finds Aubrey Werfel in the corner. Bang! Aubrey Werfel, heat check. Great start here for Aubrey Werfel. She has 12 points. Greenfield Central will call a quick timeout to try to cool off Aubrey Werfel and these Lady Arabians. Your score, 33-7 with 4 minutes 16 seconds left here in the second quarter. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001 or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now back to Lady Arabian Basketball on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to the Raymond Sports Network. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Along with me is my co-host, Connor Weflin. 33-7, Lady Arabians lead. 4 minutes, 16 seconds left here in the second quarter. Connor, Aubrey Warfel on an absolute tear. She has 12 points so far. She's 4-for-4 from three. What have you seen out of this Pelicans Knights offense?
Obviously, after the last game in Florence, since we've mentioned it multiple times, and wanting to get off to a hot start after only scoring 2 points in the first quarter last game, they have done that and much more. Obviously, 33 points here about halfway through the second quarter. And like you mentioned, Aubrey Warfel, one of the main contributors, 12 points with 4 three-pointers. And then Ada Hupfer, Olivia Jones, also big contributors. They've been putting the ball in the – they haven't been forcing it too much. They've been waiting. They've been patient. And they've been able to create turnovers, just turning the fast break for this Pelicans Knights offense.
Bush has it for the Lady Cougars off a pass from Robinson. She drives in. She does get fouled, though, by Aubrey Warfel. It's going to be on the ground, no shot. The Lady Ravens have scored around – as much points as they did halfway through the third quarter against Lawrence Central. As Hecox tries to inbound it for Greenfield Central, that pass gets stolen by Jones. Jones kicks it to Brunk. Brunk, her pass gets stolen though. Battle for the ball. Whole lot of scrambling. Brunk finds it, finds Trout. People falling all over the floor. Ada Huffer gets the ball. She puts up a shot. And it will be a foul. Foul is going to be called on Aubrey Bush. That'll be her second. It'll be team's first. Whole lot just went on there. The ball flying all over the place. Bodies flying all over the place. Ada Huffer will go to the line to shoot two, though. She has 8 points so far tonight. Make it nine with the ball. Having a little roundabout there with the goal.
Like we mentioned, obviously, the penalized defense has been a big part, and we just saw it again there. Olivia Jones with another turnover, obviously, like you mentioned. A lot of scrambling around for the ball. It looked like it tried to get it to Huffer again. Got taken away, then got taken back.
Huffer, her second scoot, giving her double-digit points. Robinson to take the ball up the court for Greenfield Central. Finds Bush. Bush over to Silcox in the corner. She recently checked in. Bush now with it off the pass from Silcox. She kicks over to Robinson. Robinson hands it off to Study. Study dribbling around. Finds Silcox on the left wing. She tries to drive in on Jones, doesn't have anything. She steps back. She puts up a three. That won't fall. Rebound, Sammy Brunk. Sammy Brunk taking it slowly, finds Mamie Trout on the left wing. Trout over to Huffer on the right wing. Pump fake, drives in. Tries to find Jones, does not. Pass gets stiff. She gets her own deflection, and she puts up a shot on the right block. It will fall, giving the Lady Ravens a 30-point lead, 37-7, with 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Robinson has it for Greenfield Central. She dribbles to her right, tries to drive past Brunk off a fake handoff. Brunk will foul her on the shot. That'll be Sammy Brunk's first, second foul. That'll be Pelicans Knights' third foul of the quarter. Or sorry, fourth foul of the quarter. Pelicans Knights quickly fouling. Already nine so far in this quarter. As Robinson's first free throw is up and no good. Grace Lee, Sophia Bruce will check into the game for the Lady Arabians. Greenfield Central has made just two free throws so far out of eight free throws. Her second up and good. That's her first point of the game. 37-8 now your score, 2 minutes 50 seconds left. Sophia Bruce has it for the Lady Arabians, kicks it inside the Huffer. Huffer over to Grace Lee in the corner. Doesn't have anything. Kicks it right back out to Huffer. Huffer puts up a three from the right wing. It falls. Ada Huffer for a three. 40-8 now is your score. 2.5 minutes left. Ada Huffer up to 13 points now for the Lady Arabians. Kirkhoff has it. Kicks it to Silcox. Silcox over to Robinson. Robinson has it. Finds Lisenby. Lisenby drives in. She gets fouled. Lisenby from the right wing, she drives in past Ada Huffer. She gets double teamed. She puts up a shot. She will get fouled. Foul's going to be called on Mamie Trout. Her second, team's fifth. She has 4 points now. The leading scorer here for Greenfield Central. They have nine. As Ellie Wolfel will return to the game, checking in for Olivia Jones. Lisenby's second free throw. Drops in. giving her 5 points now. Sophia Bruce has the ball, taking it up the court for Pendleton Heights. She finds Wolf on the right wing. Wolf driving to her left, finds Lee on the left wing. She finds Trout in the corner. Trout tries to kick it into Ellie Wolf in the paint. That pass gets tipped by Silcox. It'll go out of bounds, though. Pendleton Heights will retain possession. 40-10 is your score. 2 minutes, 9 seconds left here in the second quarter. Grace Lee has it to inbound, finds Ellie Werfel. Ellie Werfel kicks it to Bruce at the top. Sophia Bruce drives in, layup banks in. Sophia Bruce with her first points of the game. She's averaging right around 3 points a game. Robinson has it, kicks it to Silcox. Silcox over to Studdy in the left corner. She tries to drive baseline, does not have anything. She dribbles out, finds Robinson on the left wing. Robinson gets a screen from Lisenby. That gets hedged really good by Ada Hupfer there. Kirkhoff now has it. Kirkhoff driving in on Sophia Bruce. She finds Silcox in the right corner. Silcox driving in. She tries to kick it over to Robinson. She will get fouled, though. Looks like that foul is going to be called on Mamie Trout. That'll be her third. Team's sixth. That will send Izzy Silcox to the line. Silcox, no points yet. She's averaging 15.4 points a game. Her first is up and good. She has 1 point now. Olivia Jones will return to the game. She's checking in for Mamie Trout. 42-11, minute and a half left here in this first half. As Silcox's second goes through the hoop. Bruce now has it for the Lady Arabians. She drives to her right. Finds Ellie Werfel on the right wing. Ellie Werfel driving into the paint. Finds Jones wide open in the left corner. She puts up a three. Just short, won't fall. Battle for the rebound. Grace Lee has it. Grace Lee kicks it to Jones at the left elbow. She pulls up. Her shot does not fall, though. Studdy has it, driving all the way to the basket. Coast to coast. Her layup does not fall. Offensive rebound, Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff's layup is blocked by Olivia Jones. Hupfer has it. Kicks it up to Lee. Lee over to Ellie Werfel on the right. In the right corner. Ellie Werfel pulls up from three. Oh, won't fall. Offensive rebound, Olivia Jones. She tries to put up a layup, does not fall. Blocked by Lisenby. Lisenby grabs it. Passes it to Robinson. 40 seconds left. 42-12 is your score. Greenfield Central slowing it down, trying to run a play. Robinson still has it. Fakes a handoff. Fakes another handoff. Finds Silcox. Silcox steps back, puts up a three at the top of the key. Won't fall. Rebound, Grace Lee. 20 seconds left here in the first half. Finds Jones on the right block. She puts up a layup between two defenders. It will fall. Tough to see who the foul was on. They're going to give it to Izzy Silcox. That'll be her first. Team's second of the quarter. Olivia Jones to the line. She's a 78% free throw shooter. She has 9 points so far tonight. Make it double digits, 10. With our first free throw falling. As Aubrey Bush, Aubrey Mallet, and Addie Hecox check into the game. And Jada McGraw checks into the game for Pendleton Heights. We did not see her last game against Lawrence Central.
That is three Ravens tonight already that have double-digit points here in the first half.
Olivia Jones is second. Off the front rim, rope fall. Rebound, Mallet. Kirkhoff now has it. Guarded closely by Bruce. She drives to her right, finds an open lane. Her shot does not fall. Rebound, Mallet. Mallet's shot gets blocked by Sophia Bruce. Falls into the hands of Studdy. Her shot gets blocked by Jana McGraw. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Greenfield Central basketball. 3.3 seconds left. 43-12, Lady Arabians lead. Hecox inbounds it to Studdy. Studdy has to put up a shot here for Greenfield Central. She does not get a shot up. That will be halftime now. Lady Arabians lead 43 to the Lady Cougars 12. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network. Guys, we'll have a halftime interview. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton. Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001 or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
They have the shooters. They have the inside scoring. They have the rebounding. Who knows what will happen?
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to this halftime interview. I'm Mackenzie Wendell, and I'm here with
Sarai Allen.
And Mr. Hunkler.
And we're going to be talking about Art Club. So our first question today is, what is Art Club?
That's a fantastic question. Art Club has been around for longer than my whole career. I've been here for 22 years now. It's a chance for students who are interested in art but are kind of intimidated by art class to get involved in the arts. But also, it's a great extra space for all the art students to kind of collaborate with the non-art students and kind of get some extra studio time, explore some things that aren't normally covered in an art classroom, and also get involved in some community events or school-wide events though as well that require artistic talent and skills to kind of explore, collaborate, and group work. So it's a little bit of everything that's really art-focused and art-related. It's just a fun get-together of just kids who like art, want to talk about art, and do art-related things.
That's awesome. What is your vision for the future of Art Club?
Ooh, another good question. I would love to see the students take more control and leadership with the club. But that also generates the challenge of, well, what's the possible things and activities the club can do? And there are some setbacks and some sort of workarounds and obstacles that we have to kind of problem solve in terms of, what would a field trip look like? What would some student-led activities look like? What are some community events that art club members can definitely get involved with? And who are our contacts on that? And sometimes the community members that are current contacts either relocate or take on new positions. And so we have new contacts to get in touch with. So there's a constant set of new problems that require a little bit of creative solutions, and that's kind of what Art Club is geared around. It's just creative problem solvers.
Awesome. How does Art Club get involved with the broader community?
Luckily, we've got a really great community that supports the arts immensely. The community has always been really strong in all assets of music, theater, and visual arts. And so there's always been really strong community members who reach out. Just email the school, email me directly, contact me. Luckily, I've built some good partnerships in the community that it's always just a phone call away to get started.
Yeah.
And usually in the fall when school just gets started, we get hammered with a lot of requests. I know that now the Parks Department is running a Chalk the Walk event with their, what was it called? Not Porch Fest. Porch Fest was brand new. This was
Park Fest.
Yeah. Yes, another fest. and so the Chalk the Walk event has just completed its fifth year. Porch Fest being brand new. They wanted some live interactive art events that were student based. So that was fun and exciting. The marching band hit us with a huge task, and we tried to deliver it to the best of our ability. And luckily, with some devoted parents, they came in and helped seal the deal with constructing a Leviathan for their performance. But a lot of these fantastic art club members are also heavily involved in other areas too. So the network gets a little bit easier to communicate when somebody like, oh, yeah, I know a person who needs, or I'm aware of this. I know that Markleville right now are looking for some new town street designs for when you enter Markleville, welcome to Markleville signs. So there's going to be a collaboration in the future with not just Art Club, but with also Mr. Carpenter's digital design class to kind of help design a proposal and plan for potential installation of new signs in Markleville. So there's always opportunities like that. And I think with community members willing to just contact, like, hey, would you guys be interested in? Chances are, there's a resounding yes coming from the student gallery, for sure.
Yes, that's awesome. So if a student was looking to get involved, how would they go about doing that?
First, come see me. Down in the art department, we have a good time down there. That's the first way to kind of ask your questions and have that one-on-one. There's also on the school website, the high school website, if you click on student activities, there's a club list. And art is alphabetically towards the top, so pretty easy to find. You don't have to scroll down very far. And then that way you can come in and just log in that way. We meet every Monday after school in room 114 until 3:30, unless otherwise noted via email. Email is our best way of communication. So if you're ever interested, and even if you would just want to sit in and say, what's this all about? I'd like to learn more. We always have an open door invitation. So Monday afternoons, room 114 until 3:30.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the rest of the halftime show on 91.7 WEEM.
Have you thought of becoming a WEEM underwriter? It could tremendously help expand your business, and your support would help the students of the WEEM studio and improve our involvement in the community. To learn more, please contact Trevor Martin, our WEEM marketing director, at 317-619-2091 or tmartin@smcsc.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along with me is my co-host, Connor Weflin. Connor, Pelicans Alliance leads 43-12. They scored 47 points against Lawrence Central on Tuesday. They're at 43 now. Huge offensive blast. What stands out to you so far?
I think immediately what has to stand out to you is Aubrey Warfel. Obviously, second on the team leading points right now, only a point behind Ada Huffer. 4 for 4 from 3-point range. A couple deep threes, you know, way behind the arc. She's been the standout, I think, today. And obviously, Ada Huffer, Pelton Heights offense, it looks like they've been moving around the key, and they've been looking for those open windows. Obviously, Huffer has the height advantage on a lot of these Greenfield Lady Cougar players, so they've been getting up to her, and she's been able to either go to work on the paint or pass it herself back out to the key, obviously to either Olivia Jones or Aubrey Warfel to throw up the three. Three players with at least 10 points for the Arabians in the first half alone, so offense has definitely been way more controlled and has been flowing way better, like a well-oiled machine in the first half.
Yeah, obviously this ball movement, my Pelton Heights, has been 10 times better from tonight than Tuesday night, where multiple 10-point scores, multiple assists. I'm pretty sure Sammy Brunk has around 4 assists so far tonight, which she's averaging right around 3, and now she has 4 so far tonight, which is outstanding to think about. Greenfield Central, on the other hand, not off to a hot start, off to the start they were wanting. Leading scorer Mackenzie Lisenby obviously hit that three early in the quarter. They were held scoreless for the next 6 minutes. And then they had those two free throws by Addie Heacox. So they had 5 in the first quarter. Score at the end of the first quarter, if you weren't listening, was 25-5 Pelton Heights. Score now is 43-12. On that note, we will take a really quick break. And whenever you guys come back, you guys will have the rest, third quarter and fourth quarter, right here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Leave it to 91.7 WEEM to have the greatest social media in the state. Check us out on Instagram, X, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube for behind-the-scenes content, broadcast information, and more.
at 91.7 WEEM. What are you waiting for? Follow us today.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network's Halftime Show. Now here's second half action on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis, only one to be my co-host, Connor Wefflin, and we are getting ready for a second half action right here. Score 43-12 at the start of the third quarter. Obviously, Pelton's side off to a hot start. Leading scorer, Ada Hubford, with 13 points. She's averaging right around 17 points a game. Aubrey Werfel has 12 points. She's averaging right around 7 points. Olivia Jones with 10 points. She's averaging right around 12, 13 points a game so far today. Mackenzie Lisenby has 5 points for Greenfield Central. She's averaging right around 5. Addie Heacox with 2 points. She's averaging around a half a point. Lexi Kirkhoff has 2 points. She's averaging right around 10 to 11. Izzy Silcox with 1. She's averaging 15 and a half. Pelton Knights defense has just been stellar so far. They did runner press early on in the game, but that was only for a couple possessions. And Greenfield Central didn't know what to do about that. And then they just, their shots didn't fall. They've missed right around 10 free throws a game tonight. And it's just been crazy to think about how many free throws they've missed. And they need to connect those. And then this game could change tides quickly.
Yeah, you know, multiple turnovers, obviously, which have honestly been great plays by the Arabians. Been able to, especially Olivia Jones, I think about maybe 4 or 5 pokeouts in the first half. Of course, maybe 1 or 2 of those did go out of bounds, but a lot of those able to pass it up the court, turn those into fast break layups. So that's been one of the key difference makers in this game.
Greenfield Central will start with the ball here in the second half. Robinson has it, hands it off to Study. Study over to Lisenby on the right wing. Lisenby over to Silcox on the left wing. She drives into her right. Gets the ball stolen by Jones. Huffer now has it. Huffer taking it up the court by herself. Euro steps with the left hand. Her layup is good. Ada Huffer starts off the quarter quickly here for Pelton Heights. 45-12 now is your score. Ada Huffer up to 15 points. Kirkhoff has it, kicks it to Study to her left. Tries to pass it to Study has it, kicks it over to Silcox. Pass gets tipped out of bounds by Jones. Greenfield Central retains possession. Silcox to inbound it. Silcox finds Robinson on the backcourt. Gets it across half court. Silcox has it. Drives to her left, guarded closely by Jones. Spin moves. Finds Lisenby at the top. Lisenby trying to drive. Has nothing. Finds Kirkhoff at the top. Lisenby trying to drive. Doesn't have anything either. Hands off to Study. Study gets screened by Lisenby. Gets hedged perfectly by Hupfer. Study breaks away. Finds Robinson after battle for the ball. Kirkhoff now has it on the right wing. Guarded by Trout. She drives to her right. Finds Robinson in the corner. Kirkhoff in the corner after a pass from Robinson. Top of the key. Greenfield Central going slow. Study now. Drives to her left, guarded closely by Brunk. Now Lisenby. Lisenby guarded by Hupfer. She tries to pass it to Silcox. Pass gets stolen by Jones. Jones takes it all the way. Her layup is good. 47-12 now is your score. 6.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Robinson has it, gets it across half court for Greenfield Central. Guarded by Werfel. Werfel still guarding Robinson. She hands it off to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff steps back, puts up a 3. Back rim won't fall. Rebound Jones. Jones kicks it up to Trout. Up court. She puts up a layup. Rims in and out. Does not fall. Battle for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball off a rebound by Sammy Brunk. It's going to be Pelton Knights basketball. Quick timeout call by Greenfield Central. We'll take a quick timeout with them also. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to Pendleton Heights football on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along with me is my co-host, Connor Wefflin. 47-12, your score. Lady Arabians lead the Lady Cougars with 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. Brunk inbounds it to Jones. Jones drives in, puts up a jumper, does not fall. It's going to be an over-the-back call, though. It's going to be called on Sammy Brunk. That'll be her third foul, team's first of the half. They had 11 fouls in the first half. First foul so far here in the second half. Kirkhoff has it for Greenfield Central. Kirkhoff surveying the defense. Finds Silcox to her left. Silcox in the mallet, in the paint, guarded closely by Warfel. Pass, ball gets stolen, but the mallet steals it right back. Mallet over to Lisenby. Lisenby in the paint, puts up a layup, won't fall. Rebound Huffer. Huffer up to Brunk. Brunk drives in, puts up a layup. It does not fall, but she does get a foul call, so she will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Sammy Brunk, 88% from the free throw line so far this year. No points yet either for her. Her first back room. Oh, looked like it was going to fall. Did not.
Her second, James first of the quarter.
That foul was on Izzy Silcox. That's her second, team's first of the half. As Brunk's second free throw is up and good. Giving her her first point. Kirkhoff has it now. Kirkhoff tries to pass it to Mallet. It gets stolen by Aubrey Warfel. Aubrey Warfel takes it in for the layup. 15 points now for the Lady Arabians. Just under 5 minutes, 50-12. Kirkhoff has it for Greenfield Central. Guarded closely by Trout. Trout gets a little too close there. Maybe Trout, someone that we don't see fouling that much in the early game, has four fouls so far here tonight. It's going to be the team's second of the quarter. Eacox to check it in for Greenfield Central. Tries to find Silcox in the left corner. Gets tipped by Olivia Jones. Grace Lee will check into the game for the Lady Arabians. She will check in for Mamie Trout. Greenfield Central retains possession. Eacox looking for an open Cougar. Finds Silcox. Silcox drives to her left, spins. Trying to find an open lady. Finds Eacox. Eacox over to Mallet. Mallet gets a screen by Lisenby. Guarded closely by Warfel. Now Silcox. Silcox tries to kick it into Lisenby. That pass gets stolen. Huffer driving it all the way in. Euro steps through the lane. Does not get her layup to connect. Silcox with the rebound. Taking it herself. Finds Eacox to her left. Lisenby now. Puts up layup and foul off the pass from Eacox. 50-12 is your score. Clock will be running. Never mind, they stop it now. Took them a second. Mackenzie Lisenby, 21% from the free throw line so far this year. Her layup, or not layup, wow. Her first, no good. Aubrey Bush will check into the game for Greenfield Central. Lisenby's second is up and will fall, giving Mackenzie Lisenby 6 points and giving Greenfield Central 13 points. Brunk has it for Pendleton Heights, gets it across half court. Finds Jones on the left wing, gets it right back to Brunk. Brunk over to Wolf on the right wing. She puts up a deep three. Does not hit the rim. Olivia Jones gets the ball, though. Aubrey Warfel's first three misses. Olivia Jones gets the rebound. Jump ball, though. It will be Greenfield Central basketball. Ellie Warfel checks in for her sister, Aubrey Warfel. Silcox will have the ball for the Lady Cougars. Hands it off to Eacox to her right. Eacox hands it off to Bush to her left. Drives straight into Hayda Huffer. Battle for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. Pendleton Heights will take the ball right back. As Sophia Bruce will check into the game for the Arabians for Sammy Brunk.
Grace Lee trying to stay right there with Aubrey Bush. Screen came in. Hayda Huffer was right there to help try and create the turnover.
Bruce has it for the Arabians. Has it at the volleyball line. Drives to her left. Finds Jones. Jones kicks into Huffer. Huffer puts up a layup. Does not fall. Gets her own rebound. Puts up another one. At one falls. Ada Hupfer up to 17 points now tonight. Silcox has it for Greenfield Central. Her pass gets stolen. Trying to get it into Lisenby. Gets stolen by Ada Hupfer. She takes it all the way herself for a wide open layup. 19 points now for Ada Hupfer. 54-13 is your score. Lady Arabians lead. Silcox has it. Hands it off to Mallett. Mallett jumping around, guarded closely by Jones. Heacox now in the corner. Double teamed by two Lady Arabians. Ellie Wuffle and Olivia Jones there. They're going to say Heacox stepped out of bounds. It's going to be Pilt Knights basketball. As Ainsley Robinson will check into the game for Izzy Silcox. Sophia Bruce has it for the Lady Arabians. 54-13 cheer score with a minute 15 left in counting. Lee has it on the left wing. She kicks it to Warfel. Warfel wide open three. Won't fall. Rebound Olivia Jones. Kicks it out to Sophia Bruce. Battle for the ball. Bush comes up with it. She takes it. Trying to go all the way by herself. She does not hit the layup. Rebound Bruce. Bruce has it. Kicks it up court to Jones on the right wing. Jones back to Bruce behind her. Finds Hupfer. Hupfer pump fake. Drives to her left. Crosses through defenders. She will travel though. Got one too many steps there.
Pendleton Knights defense has been on their A game tonight. We've mentioned plenty of times the amount of turnovers they've been able to create, but also just the fast breaks and the scores they've been able to create on most of these. That's what's going to win you a basketball game.
Robinson now has it. 30 seconds left in counting. They're down by 41 points to the Lady Arabians. The ball is going all over the place. Finds Mallett's hands, and it falls. Mallett with her first points of the game. 54-15 is now your score. 9 seconds left. Ellie Warfel has it in the right corner. She drives into her left. She puts a layup and it will fall. Ellie Warfel up to 6 points now. Ainsley Robinson has the ball for Greenfield Central. She does not have enough time to put up a shot. At the end of the third quarter, Lady Arabians lead 56 to the Lady Cougars 15. When you guys come back, you guys will have fourth quarter action. You guys are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Lady Arabian basketball on 91.7
WEEM. 91.7 WEEM. Welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm your host, Liam Davis, joined along with my co-host, Connor Wefflin. And for the lineup, for the Lady Arabians, is the freshman guard, Ellie Warfel, the sophomore guard, Sophia Bruce, the junior guard, Grace Lee, the junior forward, Jada McGraw, and the sophomore guard, forward, Mallory Shug, as a pass gets stolen by Sophia Bruce, but then the Addie Heacock steals it right back in a battle for the ball now in the backcourt. Sophia Bruce steals it, but then it gets stolen right back by Aubrey Bush. Battle for the ball. It's going to be... It's going to be a 10-second violation. It's going to be Lady Arabian basketball. Sophia Bruce will have it. Greenfield Central still in the 2-3 zone. She finds Warfel to her right. Warfel dribbling around. Finds Lee. Does not find Lee in the corner. Pass gets stolen by Heacox. Heacox kicks it over to Kirkhoff. 7 minutes left. Still 56-15 your score. Kirkhoff drives to her right. Has an open lane. Her shot. She does get fouled. It looked like it was blocked by Mallory Shug. Mallory Shug. We have not seen her yet so far tonight. We did not see her in the past two games either. As Kirkhoff will cut to the line. Her first free throw is good. She has 3 points now. 56-16 is your score. Lady Arabians lead. Her second free throw is up and no good. Rebound Mallory Shug. She kicks it to Ellie Warfel. Ellie Warfel scanning the defense, slows it down as Lady Arabians gets set. She kicks it over to Shug to her right. Shug into McGraw. McGraw finds Sophia Bruce on the left wing. She puts up a three. That won't connect. Rebound Bush. Bush tries to find Study up the court. She does not get it. Goes out of bounds. Will be Pilton Knights basketball. Bruce has it, gets double teamed right next to half court. Ellie Wolf will now get it after a battle for the ball. Her left foot kind of slips and it will be a travel violation. Ellie Wolf will getting a bit too quick there under her feet. As Kirkhoff will now have it for Greenfield Central. Kirkhoff guarded closely by Sophia Bruce. She drives in, drives into three Lady Arabians. She gets fouled. She will go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be called on Grace Lee. That'll be her first, team's first of the quarter.
Team second, Lexi Kirkhoff. Shoot two.
Kirkhoff with 3 points so far tonight. Her first is good, giving her 4 points. Your score, 56-17 now. And it's going to be Leah Smitherman, the freshman forward, checking into the game for Pendleton Knights. As Kirkhoff's second is up and good, giving her 5 points. Bruce will have it for the Lady Arabians. She tries to kick it into Jada McGraw, gets stolen by Bush. Bush drives in. She finds Kirkhoff to her right. She puts a layup, doesn't fall. Rebound Bush. She gets fouled. Aubrey Bush to go to the line to shoot two. Foul is going to be called on Mallory Shug, her second, team second of the quarter. Pilton Knights with the lead of 56-18 as Bush's first free throw is up and good, giving her her first point. She gets ready to put up her second. The band is still loud here. It does not fall. Rebound to Leah Smitherman. She kicks it up to Bruce. Bruce dribbling to the corner. Gets a timeout. Lady Arabians will call a quick timeout. We will take one with them. When you guys come back, you guys will have the rest of the fourth quarter right here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
Now back to Lady Arabian Basketball on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Showing along me is my co-host, Connor Weflin. We have quite the score here, 56-19. Lady Arabians lead here with 5 minutes, 5 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Connor, Pelton Knights kind of slow here in the second half, but obviously they're up by a lot. What's kind of happened here in the second half?
They've been starting to force stuff a lot more. Obviously, like you mentioned, up by a lot. Currently don't have their starters, and I don't believe. But, you know, they've been forcing a lot of those throws. They've been sloppy with the ball. You know, Greenfield's been able to get in there, poke the ball out. So the Greenfield defense has definitely been stepping up, you know, here late in the game. They're keeping up the pressure, trying to get as many points as they can here with the time they have.
Ellie Wolfo has it on the left wing for the Lady Arabians. Kicks over to Smitherman. Smitherman hands it off to Bruce. Bruce gets a screen from McGraw. Finds Ellie Wolf in the left corner. Ellie Wolf will dribbling in. puts up a layup, fouled, and one. Ellie Warfel. Ellie Warfel up to 8 points now with the free throw ensuing. Ellie Warfel has been pretty good so far here from the free throw line. 58-19 now is your score with 4.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. As her free throw bounces around, does not fall. Kirkhoff has it for the Lady Cougars. Kirkhoff guarded closely by Bruce. Drives to her left, steps back. Finds Bush. Bush dribbling to her right. She dribbles all the way around, finds a layup, does not fall. Rebound, Shug. Kicks it to Bruce. Bruce across half court now. Quick timeout. Sorry, it's going to be a substitution timeout for the Lady Arabians as Anya Zeller. We have not mentioned her name at all, ever, on the radio station, and we do now. She is newly acquired here by the Varsity Lady Arabians. She's been barring out on JV. Gets her chance now here on Varsity. Smitherman on the right wing. Does not have anything. Kicks it over to Zeller. Zeller finds Jada McGraw. Jada McGraw pulls up from the mid-range. Does not fall. Battle for the ball. The battle is Aaliyah Smitherman and Aubrey Bush. But it will go off Aaliyah Smitherman's hands. It will be Greenfield Central basketball. 58-19 is your score. 3.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Kirkhoff has it for Greenfield Central. Dribbling around, guarded closely by Anya Zeller. Still guarded closely, can't find anything. She finds Silcox to her left. Silcox drives in, has a beautiful move. That pass, her shot gets blocked. Jenna McGraw. Ooh. The ball goes into the hands of Kirkhoff after the block by Anya Zeller. And Kirkhoff drives in. Looks like it's blocked by Jenna McGraw, but it will be a foul. Little fun fact here for Anya Zeller. She is a very good long-distance runner. She's made it to the cross-country track finals multiple times. It's just as a sophomore. Connor, she also made it for track, right?
That is correct. Yeah, currently in her sophomore year. Freshman year, placed third at the state finals this year, placed sixth as a sophomore. And last year, freshman year in track, she placed second in the state in the mile. So, like you said, yeah, talented distance runner as a little fun fact.
As Kirkhoff's second free throw won't fall, Ellie Wolfel has it. Her pass gets stolen by Silcox. She tried to pass it into Jada McGraw. Now Silcox guarded closely by McGraw. She finds Lisenby in the paint. Her layup falls, so now the score is 58-22, Lady Arabians lead. Ellie Wolfel has it, trying to find Anya Zeller. She does. Anya Zeller tries to find Aaliyah Smitherman. She does as well. Smitherman over to Zeller. Zeller over to Warfel. Warfel getting guarded closely by Kirkhoff. Tries to find McGraw. Battle for the ball. Lisenby looks like she's going to come up with it. She does. Still a battle for the ball. Goes in between Jenna McGraw's legs. As the battle for the ball still continues. And looks like there will be a foul on Jada McGraw.
There was a lot going down.
There was. The ball.
Ball got wedged in between Jada McGraw's legs. Looked like she didn't even know where it went. Was fighting to get it out.
There was a lot of stuff going on there, but Greenfield Central will be in the bonus now. As Lisenby will go to the line to shoot two. Lisenby, as we mentioned, 21% free throw shooter so far this year. She's 1-for-2. Her first is no good. She does lead Greenfield Central in points with 6. As Brooklyn Emmerling will check into the game. Same with, looks like Brooklyn Study will get Mackenzie Lisenby if this shot goes in. As it's up. No good off the front rim. Jenna McGraw with the rebound. Ellie Warfel has it, kicks it up court to Smitherman in the corner. Smitherman puts up a mid-range shot. A bit too long, won't fall there. Rebound Bush. Bush, bounce pass to Kirkhoff. Her shot gets blocked by Ellie Warfel. Ellie Warfel making a huge statement on that block. Brooklyn Studdy finally checks into the game. And Peacock inbounds it to Bush. Bush finds Studdy. Studdy pump fakes, finds Emerly to her light. Battle for the ball between Ellie Werfel and Addie Heacox. Will be a jump ball. It will be Pilsen's basketball.
It looked like on the inbound, she had Bush right under the basket. Bush unable to secure it, though. Horde of Ravens came in to get the takeaway.
As Anya Zeller will take the ball up the court, finds Werfel in the corner. She drives in. She gets fouled by Addie Heacox. That'll be her first, team's second. Clock will stay running, 43 seconds and counting. 58-22 is your score. Jada McGraw now has it in the corner, finds Werfel. Werfel puts up a three. Bang! Ellie Werfel. 61-22, looking like her sister out there. Ellie Werfel with 11 points now. Addie Heacox now has it. 23 seconds left in counting. 61-22 is your score. Studdy has it. Fouled by Smitherman trying to drive into the paint. That'll be her first, and that will send free throw line. This game is kind of out of reach here for Greenfield Central. 61-22. Studdy, 75% free throw shooter. Her first free throw misses. No points in the game so far for her. And she puts up her second, and it falls, giving her her first point. Pendleton Heights, all they need to do is just hold the ball. Let's see what they do here. Ellie Werfel has it. Kicks it to Zeller on the free volleyball line. She kicks it to Shug in the right corner. Shug over to Ellie Werfel. They will just hold the ball here. Pendleton Heights will take the game. 61-23 is your final score. Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians over the Greenfield Central Lady Cougars. We will take a short break. Whenever we come back, we will have a game recap and an interview with Coach Rogers right here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
High school sports are different, especially in Indiana, and these Hoosier student athletes couldn't agree more.
We all know the saying, in 49 states, it's just basketball, but this is Indiana.
Well, the same is true for all high school sports in Indiana, like volleyball,
and soccer,
and softball,
and track,
and so many more.
We're passionate about high school sports in Indiana.
They're an undeniable part of our state's culture.
They're woven into the DNA of our communities.
It's what we dedicate our time to.
It's what brings us all together.
It's what we celebrate.
And as a high school student athlete, that's a pretty special environment to grow in.
Representing your school and having your entire community behind you.
Being a high school student athlete in Indiana is something we never take for granted.
And it's an experience we'll never forget either.
I'm IHSA Commissioner Paul Nutty. Support Hoosier student athletes like these by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is who we are. This is Indiana. This is your IHSAA.
They left no doubt in either game.
And now we got to stay locked in.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show on 91.7 WEEM.
One, that's a heck of a player.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show. I'm your host, Landon Davis. Joining along me is Coach Rogers. Coach, great standout win tonight.
Yep.
61-23 was the final score. How was the feeling on the bench?
Yeah, you know, I felt like, you know, pretty good. We tried a couple new things that we're tinkering with. So I was pretty proud of the effort. This was one we had circled from last year. You know, we wanted to avenge that loss. And you know, I was impressed with our intensity. We came out and played hard.
And standout player Ada Huffer, she had 19 points, coming off a 10-point double-double. I don't know the exact rebound she had, but I'm sure she had plenty for another double-double tonight. How have you felt about her contribution to the team so far, especially tonight?
Yeah, you know, she's one of the best juniors in the state. She's a hard worker. And, you know, I'm proud of the girls, you know, trying to help get her in good positions to score the basketball. And you know, when people go to double, we're able to kick it out. You know, Aubrey Werfel was 4 of 5 from three. Ellie Werfel was 2 of 4 from three. Olivia Jones had one. And then Ada had one, too. So we were sharing the basketball. Just, you know, proud of her and proud of our team effort tonight.
And the defense looked like the best it's looked ever.
Yeah.
As you guys held Izzy Silcox to just 1 point. She was averaging 15.5 points a game this year. You guys held her to one. What happened in practice? What was the mindset going from the last game against Lawrence Central to tonight?
Yeah, you know, again, we're working towards a standard. I continue to say that Olivia Jones is one of the best defenders in the state, but she's so much more than that. She drew that assignment on Izzy Silcox, and, you know, she worked her tail off. So extremely proud of her for her effort on her. What Kirkhoff end up with?
I have 5 points.
Okay. So, again, you know, I think she was averaging 11 coming into this game. So, you know, fantastic job by, you know, Mamie Trout and Grace Lee on Kirkhoff as well. But, again, you know, we're trying to be a tough, physical, man-to-man defense team. I was really proud of us.
Yeah, and thank you for joining me, Coach, for this post-game interview. You guys do advance to 4-1. Good luck tomorrow at the Sneakers for Santa tournament. You guys will play Brownsburg at 2 p.m. Good luck to that.
All right, thank you.
We will take a quick break. Whenever you guys come back, we will have the rest of the postgame show right here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for tuning in to 91.7 WEEM, Pendleton Heights student-run radio station. We greatly appreciate the support of our listeners, which enables WEEM to provide quality programming for East Central Indiana. If you've ever donated to WEEM, we sincerely thank you. If you haven't yet contributed, please consider donating to WEEM at Pendleton Heights High School, located at 1 Arabian Drive, Pendleton, Indiana, 46064. More information available at 917WEEM.org.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show on 917WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network's postgame show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along me is my co-host, Connor Weflin. And a little recap of the game. Final score was 61-23. Offensive outburst. First half, the final was 43-12. And final score ended up being 61-23. Connor, me and you both agreed. Our player of the game is going to be Aubrey Werfel. She went 4 for 5 from 3. She ended up with 14 points. Coming off a 0-point skid against Lawrence Central to now having, she went 4 for 4 at one point. She had a little bit of a heat check. Fortunately, she did not go 5 for 5 from three. But she had an outstanding game. Another person that you could have given it to was also Ada Huffer, but we both agreed on Aubrey Werfel. She had 19 points. She also had a double-double. I'm not sure the exact amount of rebounds, but I know it was over 10. So congrats on the Lady Arabians for advancing to 4-1. They will travel to Brownsburg to play at 2 p.m. in a little tournament. It's called Sneakers for Santa. It's a little tournament that they do. And Greenfield Central will fall to 2-4. They will play Heritage Christian Monday at home. That will be at 7:30. So if you want to go check them out, you're always welcome to. But on that note, we will end this broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for making this possible. I want to thank everybody that tuned in, whether it was for 5 minutes, 20 minutes, or the whole thing. I want to thank Mackenzie Wendell back in the studio. I want to thank Mr. Martin and Mr. Whitehair for helping us throughout the radio. I want to thank Connor for joining me, and I want to thank all of our sponsors for making this possible. Your final score tonight was 61-23. I am Liam Davis. I was joined here with Connor Weflin. You are tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network's postgame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Pendleton Heights Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network.
We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.
Of the half. She puts up a free throw. It is